always call that a tunnel.
I see. Fine. Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new what? What do you call that? Okay, good. How about when you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line? You carry it out in what?
In pails. And sometimes you just take it in your hands if it's not too many pieces.
Right, sure. That's what I do sometimes. What do nails come in?
Kegs.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? What do you call those great big things?
Stay hoops.
Okay, fine, great. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stuff.
All right, fine. What's that musical instrument that kiddies play? And it's, you know, it's held like this, held up to the mouth.
I would call it a harp.
A harp, all right, fine. Good. What about something you would hold between your teeth and you pick it with your fingers and it twangs?
I'd call that a juice off.
Okay, fine. What do you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece that runs between the horses? What's that called?
Well, we used to call that a tongue.
Good, great. You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Shares.
Okay. What's the steel outside of a wagon wheel? What's that called? Outside
of a wagon wheel?
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
That's steel on there?
Mm-hmm. What might you call that?
Oh. I think now. You call it a rim.
A rim, okay, great. And when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to? You ever heard that expression?
What's he fastened the traces to?
Uh-huh. The bar of wood the traces are fastened to. On a buggy, the thing the traces come back to in order to hook on. What's that called?
The only thing I can remember would be a single tree.
That's fine. Great. I wouldn't know half of these expressions. That's just fine. Now on the wagon, if you'd have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep them together? What would that be called? When you try and keep your horses together.
You mean when you have two horses hitched together?
Mm-hmm.
Call that a team.
All right. And the thing that keeps them running together, if one is called a single tree,
it's called a double tree.
Fine. Great. That's it. Fine. If a man has a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what? What's he doing with this bunch of wood? What do you call that when you're taking something a distance? Suppose he was taking it to a customer. He would be called what? What would he be doing with the wood?
He'd be selling it.
He'd be selling it, yes. And what would he be doing with the wood in the wagon? If you have a lot of vegetables and you're going to the, say, market, you say, I'm taking
these to market.
All right, I'm taking these. What's another word for taking?
Carrying.
Carrying. I'm carrying these to market, okay? Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and I what it out of the way?
Moved it out of the way.
Moved it. Would there be anything else that you could say beside move?
Beside moving the log.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to...
Dragged it.
You dragged it. Okay, good enough. That's grand. You dragged it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.